where are we up to? We've looked at the middle. Last week we were looking at the middle bit, weren't we? We were looking at how the whole sort of driving mechanism for samsara, conditioned existence, repetitive life, as it were, is driven by these three basic tendencies of ignorance, craving, and hatred. And that they're symbolised in the sort of hub of here by the pig and the snake and the cockerel. We haven't looked at this sort of next ring out where you've got people tumbling down on the right-hand side in a black bit and people ascending in a white bit on the left-hand side, and we won't come to that until probably the last week. We started off the whole thing by looking at how the states of mind we inhabit, the states of mind we're habitually in, create the world we experience. Yeah? And one of the ways in which we looked at that was when we explored the six realms. So we looked at how we can live in a world. We live in a world which reflects our mental states. Yeah, and six of those worlds are the God realm, the realm of the Titans, the realm of the hungry ghosts, hell realms, animal realms, and the human realm. And this evening we're going to look at this rather mysterious sequence of 12 images around the outside. And what these images represent are a considerably more subtle way of looking at the process by which consciousness sets itself up to be a particular way, and on being that way kind of feeds back. So it just feeds into itself in this kind of feedback loop, reinforcing particular approaches again and again. So that's what we're going to do this evening. So this is quite a subtle teaching, and yeah, there's a key part of it that's important to remember, and I'll make that very, very obvious. The other bits of it, well, don't worry too much if it seems a bit mysterious. Yeah, that might well be because I don't understand it well enough to explain it clearly. But also, it's the product of noticing how the mind works based on an extraordinarily deep level of meditative awareness. Yeah. Way, way beyond certainly anything I've experienced. It would be inappropriate for me to guess at the level of your meditative experience, but I know where I'd place my money if I was a betting man, shall we say. So these 12 links, they start just to the right of 12 o'clock, as it were, traditionally. I mean, obviously it's a circle, so you can go around, you can start anywhere, in a way, but usually when we're looking at them, we start with this image. And I'm just going to go around and explain what the pictures are to start off with, because some of them are very obvious and some of them are rather less obvious. So the first picture is the picture of a blind man staggering around with his stick. The second picture is the picture of a potter turning a wheel. The third picture is of a monkey leaping from branch to branch on a flowering tree. The fourth image is of a boat, and the boat has four passengers. One of those passengers is steering. The fifth one is of a house, and the house has five windows and one door. The next one is of a couple snogging. The one after that is of somebody with an arrow in their eye. The one after that is of a man accepting or reaching for a drink, which is being offered to him by a woman. The one after that is of somebody collecting fruit. The next one is of a pregnant woman. Sometimes it's of a couple making a baby. The one after that is of somebody giving birth. The baby seems to have come out the wrong way around there, but we'll just ignore that for the moment. Assume a lack of medical knowledge, midwifery on the part of the illustrator. And the final picture, which looks slightly odd, is actually a corpse being carried to the cremation ground. You probably wouldn't have guessed that one without any hints, would you? So, what's all that about then? Some of these, it's very obvious. It's kind of quite straightforward that the image represents what's being talked about in a way that one can sort of latch onto fairly straightforwardly and just go, yeah, that makes sense. The first of them is a bit like this, yeah? The first image of this blind man wandering around in a rather clueless and confused way is a symbol for ignorance, yeah? The Sanskrit term is avidya, which literally means not seeing, yeah? So it's the same as we say, you know, I see what you mean or I don't see what you mean. So this is somebody not seeing, yeah? So it's ignorance in a similar way, but not exactly the same, to the ignorant pig in the middle. It's the same basic fundamental ignorance about the nature of who we are and what we're like. The next one, this one of the potter making a wheel. This is one of the ways it's sometimes expressed is it's kind of like you can see that instead of thinking of the first person as being a blind person stumbling around, think of them as being a drunken person stumbling around. And the second one is the actions of this drunkard. Yeah? The technical term is samskaras, which means something like volitional activities. So what it's implying is that on the basis of the ignorance, what happens is we make shapes, as it were. The potter is making something on the basis of that. Yeah, he's creating a way of being. And these two, in a way, sort of this sequence of 12 represents different phases, as it were. These two kind of represent what's gone before, as it were. So the past. Sometimes it's talked about as past lives. Sometimes it's just the past in any particular moment. You can look at this cycle in terms of lifetimes. You can look at in terms of nanoseconds. Yeah, it's kind of you can look at this cycle of 12 links in a sort of a micro scale, a meso scale, and a macro scale. Yeah. So usually it's talked about in terms of lifetimes, just the macro scale. But you can also look at it in terms of a moment by moment thing. So you could say that this is how we've been in the past. Our ignorance in the past has led to us developing a particular sets of habits now, which sets up how we're going to start relating to what happens to us next. Yeah? Reasonably straightforward so far? Good. So what happens next is the next chunk of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 happen quite very quickly in close succession. They all sort of relate to each other. And in a way, although these are sort of links, talked about as links, it's more like these are things that are happening in relationship to each other almost at the same time, in a way. So the third one is vijnana, is the technical word. This means something like dualistic perception. Kind of, you could just say it's consciousness. Yeah, it's often translated as consciousness. But it's consciousness of a particular sort. It's consciousness of a dualistic sort. It's a consciousness that separates out self and other. Yeah, me and everything else. And this, in this particular context, it's sometimes called the linking consciousness, yeah, or connecting consciousness. That's why it's this monkey swinging from branch to branch, as it were. It's kind of this continuity of consciousness from moment to moment. So it's the consciousness that carries forward from the past into the present. Yeah. Traditionally, if you're looking at it in terms of lifetimes, it's the moment, the first moment of consciousness of a newly conceived being. But I think it's more useful to look at it in terms of a moment by moment thing. So the nature of that consciousness finds an expression, kind of as we've seen in the realms of life. It finds an expression in a particular psychophysical form. Yeah. So the next link, the one of the boat with the people in it, is called Nama Rupa, which literally means name and form. Name and form. And the five bits, the boat's the kind of body, and the four people in it are aspects of consciousness, aspects of how the mind works. Which is why consciousness is steering, yeah? The others are, you don't need to know about the others for the moment, they're called the five skandhas. But they're the way in which the mind works, just in terms of the mechanics of the mind. So on the basis of your the nature of your consciousness, then you have a particular sort of shape and mind. Your mind works in a particular way, yeah? Again, reasonably straightforward so far. That leads on to particular sorts, a particular way of having sense functioning, as it were, the way in which the senses work. So the house with five windows and a door is the house is the body. The five windows are the five senses as we'd normally talk about them. And the door is the sixth sense, it's the sense of the mind. Yeah? In Buddhism, the mind is considered to be a sense. The mind perceives mind objects. Yeah. So it's thought of as functioning in a similar sort of way to senses in Buddhism. And the nature of our sensory experience, yeah, affects how we experience things. Yeah? We filter things on the basis of what our senses are like. Yeah? So, for example, we don't have the same senses as a bat, so we can't hear the same sound frequencies. We don't have a duck-billed platypus's bill, so we don't sort of sense microelectronic charges in invertebrates. Yeah? We don't have sonar like dolphins. Yeah? Those sorts of things. We've got a particular set of senses so that we mediate our experience of the world through these senses. We tend to take that so much for granted that we completely forget that there might be other ways of relating to the world, yeah? That we don't perceive, you know, we think that we perceive everything there is to perceive, as it were. But anyway, you know, there are all sorts of weird things. There's radio waves and X-rays and all sorts of things going on out there that we don't perceive because we haven't got the sensory equipment for. But we could. We might have. Maybe. You know, some beings do have very different sensory experience to us.